This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Earl Scott. I have Mary Doyle in the studio.
She co-wrote the book, I Am Still Standing, From Captive U.S. Soldier to Free Citizen, My Journey Home. How did this story come to you about Shoshana?
Well, I'd written a novel, and my agent was shopping the novel around in New York, and she sat down with an editor who said that she had this story that needed to be told, and she was looking for a writer.
This was your first published book.
Right.
And it was nominated for an NAACP Image Award.
Right.
And it was in a category with authors Nelson Mandela, Condoleezza Rice, Ray Charles Robinson Jr., and rapper Jay-Z.
Right. I met Ray Charles Jr., who actually won the award. It was a great big red carpet Hollywood thing. We met a lot of actors and movie stars, and it was just, it was very cool.
What did it mean for you to get, you know, a story like Shoshana's out there?
I thought it was a very important story to tell. I mean, she was a cook, she was not in a combat role, and yet she was made a POW, and I think that's what happens to many females who are wounded and killed in action, and you know, they're not in those traditional military roles, but they're in the same level of danger, and that story just really needs to be told.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to soldiers and families at our home and abroad?
You know, there are a lot of stories out there to be told, especially with all of these service members who are just coming back from two different wars. They should tell those stories. They're important stories to get down in history. Just write at least one story, and then before you know it, another story will come to you in another, and then you'll have your own book, and you can be published too.
That's your Soldiers Radio News.